Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Palm Sunday. Lent is winding down. Holy Week is upon us. And so now, over the next week, we recount the path that Jesus took from the gate in Jerusalem to the cross at Golgotha. Jesus is a fulfiller of prophecy. As he does what he does everything intentionally. Nothing is done by coincidence or mistake. Nothing just happens. When Jesus, as he's approaching the cross, as he has set his face towards Jerusalem, nothing has happened accidentally or coincidentally. Everything has been intentional. And we see that as he rides into Jerusalem on the donkey, the foal of a donkey, a colt, one that nobody has ever ridden on, to fulfill prophecy from Zechariah chapter 9, where it says, "Your king is coming to you humbly and on the foal, a colt of a donkey," or "colt, a foal of a donkey." He's fulfilling prophecy, everything he does. He comes in humbly, quietly. At least he's quiet. His disciples aren't. The crowds aren't, but he is. He comes in with a sure and certain plan of the things he's going to do, knowing what's going to happen to him, knowing that he is approaching his last days. He does everything intentionally, and just as he did, we will do that this week, very intentionally, as we do Palm Sunday today, and as we do Maundy Thursday on Thursday, and Good Friday on Friday, and then Easter Sunday. Everything will be done intentionally, not by coincidence or happenstance, but intentionally. Jesus rides in on the donkey for a purpose, to fulfill prophecy, yes, also to demonstrate his humility. As Paul says, he didn't count equality with God as something that he held on to and grasped and reached out for. He realized his humble position, his lowly estate, just as he did when he was born. It didn't happen by happenstance. It wasn't coincidence that he happened to be with Mary as a baby in Bethlehem. It wasn't coincidence. It wasn't happenstance that he was born in a manger with the animals, a lowly estate, and the first witnesses were shepherds, not kings. Everything was done on purpose. The people, however, they don't know what's going on. They don't know the purpose behind what Jesus is doing. They don't understand the things that are happening because they are human beings, wrapped up in their own worlds, with their own thoughts, with their own expectations. Even those who had studied the scriptures didn't quite get everything that Jesus was about to do. They didn't understand. So the disciples, you see, the great crowd of disciples starts chanting and shouting, "Hosanna, save us, King of David," the king that's in the line of David. They lay their cloaks on the road, which is something that is done for kings as they enter into some place, so to protect the feet, so that their feet don't have to touch the dirt, because holy people should not touch the dirt. So they don't know. They think he's coming in as a king, as a earthly king who needs all of this pomp and circumstance and the shouts and praises. But Jesus doesn't need any of that. He knows exactly what he's doing. The disciples were expecting an earthly king. They were expecting him to take the throne and make Jerusalem once again the center of the world, to get rid of those Romans and those sympathizers so that the Jewish state could be restored to its glory. That's what they were expecting. That's why they did what they did. That's why the cloaks were on the road. That's why the branches were waving. The branches were waving because they were seeing Jesus as the victorious Savior of the Hebrew people. They were expecting him to deliver them from the clutches of those who were oppressing them. That's what they were expecting. That's why the palm branches. They had different expectations. And I would say that the people who probably were closest to getting it right were the Pharisees, for once. They weren't necessarily expecting Jesus to be an earthly Messiah. They were more threatened by what he was doing with the people. They were more threatened by the fact that he was bringing them together, that he was showing them what freedom looks like, that he was giving them grace and mercy and being not law-heavy, bearing down and stomping on the people, but being gospel and joyful and bringing good news. And that was a threat because Jesus was doing what he planned to do. The Pharisees said, quiet these people down. They shouldn't be shouting about a king. They shouldn't be shouting, Hosanna, save us. They shouldn't be comparing you to the line of David. They shouldn't be doing any of this. And they kind of were right. But Jesus said, I'm not going to do that. Because if I do that, the very creation itself would cry out for what I'm going to do. Everything was done intentionally. Jesus planned it out, all the way down to the colt that was ready to be untied and all the way down to the people who were going to ask questions about it. He knew how this was going to go. We have all sorts of expectations about how things are supposed to go, especially when it comes to our spiritual life. We have expectations about what things are supposed to happen and how things are supposed to be and what plans are laid out. We kind of think we know how things are supposed to go. And we have different expectations of Jesus all the time. Sometimes we pray in expectation of some miraculous event to happen and nothing happens. Sometimes we pray for deliverance from some kind of ill or some kind of struggle and we're not. Sometimes we pray for all sorts of things to happen, to wake up one day and just be fixed, right? I can't tell you how many times I've prayed that. God, just take care of it while I'm sleeping so that when I wake up, I'm okay. He doesn't do that. Usually in those dreams that night, he's kind of saying it's not going to happen that way. But Jesus does everything, even with us, very intentionally. And I don't want to go as far as to say he has a fair and definite plan for each and every individual. He may know all of the days numbered out, and he may have them written in his book, as Scripture says, that says on this day you're going to do this, on this day you're going to do that. I kind of think he more or less puts out those things in front of you and says, live the life that you've been called to live. Sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. But with Jesus, he is sure and certain. He is intentional about what he does with each of us. He is our friend, Savior, King, priest, brother. He is the one who knows us better than we know ourselves. So if anybody has anything to say about how things go, it's going to be Jesus. And today he does the same. Every day he does the same. As we gather here, he is at work. In you, right now, he's at work doing what he has planned to do with you in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul. He's at work. The Holy Spirit works through his word. The Holy Spirit works through his people. The Holy Spirit works as we all gather together to do what he has planned to do. Now, when you came in here this morning, as we do every week, we have expectations about what's going to happen and how things are going to go. And most of the time, they go according to plan. But Jesus, he's always at work, doing something. And most of the time, something that we don't even expect. We encounter him in so many ways throughout our time together. There are things that we don't see right away. Just as the people, as Jesus was coming in, they didn't see what he was about, what he was going to do. He knew. They didn't. One of the things that's interesting about what Jesus doesn't do is he doesn't tell the people that they're doing it wrong. He doesn't tell the people, no, no, no. I know what you're trying to say. I know what you're trying to do, but really you should say it like this. He doesn't do that. He lets the people do what people do. And so he goes then the rest of the week, the things, the events that are going to happen as he is in Jerusalem for that time. There's going to be definite things that he's going to do. Just as in you, there are definite things he's going to do. Some of you have already experienced that. You've already experienced definite things that God has done in you and around you and through you. And those times and those things can be very exciting. Today's confirmation for William, it's been 2 years in the making. But really, it started in his baptism. It's been more than 2 years that God's been at work in him. It's just been over the last 2 years we've been a little bit more intentional about it. But today is one of those times when in William's life, God is at work, and it is a definite time that we can mark just as we can the baptism. It's a time that's recorded, an event that happened, God at work in him. Today, as we come to the table to eat and drink of his body and blood that he has given us, it's a time and a definite event where God is at work in you, accomplishing his intentions, his forgiveness. His forgiveness for those times when we thought we knew better, or that we thought God was doing it wrong, or that he didn't answer the way we wanted him to answer. Forgiveness for those times when our expectations were up here and God's were way up here. We kind of sold him a little short. We thought maybe he wasn't up to the task of doing what we wanted him to do. He has forgiveness for you. And not just forgiveness, but the strengthening of your faith as you come and receive his body and blood. It's there for you. So on this Palm Sunday, while we don't have palms to wave, we still have hosannas to sing, which we have. We still have God at work doing the things that he is intended to do. And yes, sometimes things don't work out right. Palms don't get delivered. But that's okay. That doesn't change that it's Palm Sunday. That doesn't change that Jesus is at work. He didn't show up today and go, no green waving palms? Nah, forget it. He doesn't do that. He sees you here. And he says, I'm with you. I'm here today as your Savior, as your gracious King. And that's Jesus for you today. Amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds always in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.